I guess we're all familiar with the adage, I guess that's what it's called, of actions speak louder than words. Well, in our hashkofa, there's something that even speaks louder than actions. And actions influence it. Words may express it, but it's feeling, it's emotions. And the, you know, Chazal say, Rachmona Liba Boy. What Hashem really wants, what the Torah really wants from us, is heart, is the feeling, is the emotions. And emotions have to be worked on, have to be developed, but without some guidance as to what emotions are appropriate and the extent of emotions, the dynamics of emotions, we don't really know what to work on. I noticed the Rabbeinu Bachaya here brings Medrash Tanchuma, which in two parts discusses emotions. One, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other one, mitzad Aaron HaKohen, Klal Yisrael. And I think that they're significant in terms of what emotions we should be feeling and the level of appreciation of those emotions, and the emotions, or kaviyochol, if you can, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards Klal Yisrael that can inspire us to Mayim Aponim El Ponim, to reciprocate with such emotions. So this is on the very first pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, that the the end of the pasuk says that the tzivui is to be madlik the menorah lahalois ner tomid. So the Medrash says, he brings a posuk in Iyov, Tikrov anoichi encho, lamasi odecho tichsoif. So it says like this, Ato sevel es kol oilam kuloi, shenemar ani osisi v'ani esov ani ezbol v'amoleit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so he carries, so to speak, he tolerates, he carries the whole world. Ato mitzave livnei kehos liois noisim oroin, Leos Nason Oroin Kvoito Halakosef. You tell the Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Kohos, excuse me, to carry the Oroin in a Bakovetic away on their shoulders. Shneem of Bnei Kohos Loinosan Ki Avoidas Hakredesh Aleim Bakosef Yisol. They didn't have any other Avoida because they had to carry the Oroin on their shoulders. Atozones Kol Oilom. You sustain the whole world, you give food to the whole world. As korban ilachmi, bring me a korban lachmi, my bread. Ato meir lechol oilam, you enlighten, you light the whole world. Ato mitzava lahalois ner tomid, and you give a tzivui of we should be lahalois ner tomid in the mishkan to make this light. Havioimer lamasi odecho tichsoif, says that's what the posuk means. When it says lemasi odecho, for those that you created, tichsoif you, Rashi says it's a lotion of chemdo, you desire them. The omra kodesh borchu, lo ishani tzorech l'or bos of adam. I don't need light of bos of adam. Shebe'oiri ani meir l'chol ho'ilom. With my light, I enlighten, I light the whole world. So I certainly don't need your little lights in the mishkan. I only do this to elevate you through this mitzvah and to be mezake you through this, that you should be able to have a great opportunity and great schar. So the pshat in the pasuk of lemasi odecho tichsoif, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, the maase yodov, is the pshat is that even though he has all of these things, He carries the whole world. He doesn't need anyone to carry the Aron. It can carry itself. He can carry it. He's on the whole world. He doesn't need anyone to give him korban ilachmi. He's mayor of the whole world, so he doesn't need anyone lahalois for him ner tomid. But he craves. He's chumid. He desires. Achemdo is a very strong lotion of desire. Tichsoif, nichsoif, nichsafti. We say in the. It's a craving, it's a yearning. Yeah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need any of these things. He talks about the or specifically. He says, I'm mayor of the whole world, but it's only lahalois eschem ulezakis eschem. So it seems that there's a kaviyochel, an emotion over here, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is craving something. I mean, agav, I don't know if that's the pshat. I said that before, that it's very strange. He has to say, I don't need your light. It's quite obvious he doesn't need the light. It could be a suggestion that when we hear the extent of kaviyochel Hashem's emotion, that he craves Klal Yisrael's being able to be to elevate themselves and to be zeiche, that craving seems so difficult to comprehend why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have such a craving, that he maybe has to say, hey, you know something, it certainly is not for the light. This is all it is. You should be clear about it, shouldn't have any doubts about it, even though it seems a very bizarre thing almost. I don't know. But Lamaisa, one thing we see very clearly, that the purpose of mitzvahs is not just lahaloi seschem or lezakei seschem, but that's something that it applies the concept lemasi odecho tichsoif. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves. We're not just dealing with a chesed on the level of, oh, I want to do chesed, and therefore I give you opportunities, and you're going to elevate yourselves and purify yourselves and become zeiche. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way the Pasuk describes it, the way Chazal describe it, is that this is a passion. This is, you know, we only understand it in human terms, but it's the equivalent of chemda, of tichsoif. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves this. It's like he doesn't need it, but he craves it. That Klal Yisrael should be elevated, that Klal Yisrael should be purified, that Klal Yisrael should be zeiche to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is like what, in our terminology, what we understand as a craving. If that's the case, I think that, on a human level, when we respond to a person who makes a request, so we respond with a certain level of dedication and response. Okay, you asked a request, but not every request can I fulfill. When a person makes a stronger request, but when a person is craving something, I mean, shouldn't give in to all cravings, but when a person is craving something, it creates a different sense of response. If we dehared, again, in only in human terms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's craving for Klal Yisrael, it's not just a love, but it's a craving that we elevate ourselves, that we have more schus and more schus and more schus, and he gives us all these opportunities which are really not relevant in his world, because he takes care of everything, he needs nothing. But just because of that lemasi odecho tichsoif, I think that creates a greater sense of, you know, to that I want to respond. To that I want, if that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels towards it. It's not just, he loves me and he'd like me to do this. He loves me and he's given me an opportunity. But he loves me and he craves that I elevate myself and bring myself closer and closer and higher to be zeicha. I assume the schus is ultimately to be nen v'ziv hashchina. I think that creates a different sense of feeling within us. All right, an idea. Then he goes on, v'oit shom, Omer Rabbi Meir, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chavivin olai neiros she'aroin madlik min ha'me'ores shekovati b'shamayim. The neiros that Aaron is going to be madlik in the Mishkan is more precious to me than all of the than min ha'me'ores shekovati b'shamayim. and the sun and the moon and the stars and all the light that I have been kaveya in this world. Lomo. Because when the Nesiim brought the Chanukah Samizbeach, v'loi hikriv Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi had no chelik in that. Hoya nafsha shel Aaron aguma. Nafsha, his nefesh was very sad. Aaron was very sad. He was very hurt by this because he has no chelik in the Chanukah Samizbeach. Omer lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol hashvotim hikrivu Chanukah achas. All of them, they brought this Chanukah Samizbeach. You are going to make your own Chanukah. And that's the pshat in the pasuk, Tavas Anovim, the taiva that Anovim, that humble people have, Shomata Hashem. Hashem hears, and he rewards them accordingly. And that's Michutz Taparochis Yaron, so Aaron, he's going to be Marech the lights. And it's also a remez even to the Neros Chanukah, which are going to come out through the Chashmonoim and what have you. So I think it's interesting to note that the Medrash talks about how choviv this is. The chavivus of Aaron's hadloka is more choviv than all the ma'iris that Hashem made in the world. Hashem made ma'iris in the world, before the invention of electricity. We learned by sunlight. And that was all, maybe they learned by moonlight. They learn fire is also a moir. I don't know exactly what includes moiris, but moiris shekovati for the whole world and all the deiris and all the people that learned by and then did mitzvahs through the sunlight. Not talking about the mitzvahs that are shaykh to the sun and to the moon, but everything that we do. Today we have a whole different world because there's electric lights, but before that, it was by day and by night, and everything they were able to accomplish with the sunlight. And the houses were built with windows so that the sun should come in more, and so forth and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all of this, and he says, "What's more choviv to me min ha-me'ire shekovati ba-shomayim is Aaron's feeling that he felt sad that he didn't have a chelik in this mitzvah." That feeling, that emotion, that not just I want to do a mitzvah, I'm ready to do a mitzvah, I'm committed to do a mitzvah, and when you give me a mitzvah, I do it. But if I didn't have this opportunity, it makes me so sad. I feel so underprivileged, I feel so hurt, I feel depressed that I have this craving for a mitzvah that when I don't have the opportunity to fulfill it, I'm broken, I'm so saddened, I'm pained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that and says, that's the most choviv thing in the world. The sense of desire to do a mitzvah, the sense of pain that I can't do a mitzvah. Unfortunately, too often we look at mitzvahs as burdens instead of privileges. But there's a dimension that's even more than privilege. It's a privilege that I must have. That even though there's very good reason, and I already knew I was part of a shevet that had all types of other avoidas in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, but there was a piece of it that I couldn't have. There was a mitzvah, there was an opportunity that I couldn't have. That so hurts me, the loss, the inability to have that privilege, that it saddens me. Nafshoi shel Aaron aguma. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's more choviv to me. What I am giving him now in payment for that sense of sadness that he had, that he missed out. Not he missed out, that he wasn't mitzuva in that, he had other avoidas, but this he couldn't do in one mitzvah. I was not privileged to perform it. It hurts me so much. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that's more choviv to me than all the lights shekovati b'shomayim v'oretz, which did and could and continue to do to accomplish so much for the world. But this one hargosha that a person feels so sad at not being able to be privileged to be part of one mitzvah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, is more choviv to me than ma'ore shekovati b'shomayim, and therefore the light that I give him, which is the tashlum, which is the paying him back for that sadness, That to me is the most precious thing. I just think that, we have to know the goal. The goal is not just obedience, doing what we're supposed to do. The goal is not even just appreciating the privilege that we have to do, but it's desiring it. It's tava sanovim. I have this taiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this taiva for the hashloma of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is supposed to have. And if we wish for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to it should be so appreciated by him in the ultimate. It's this taiva that I have to do the mitzvahs, and that's the goal. How do we develop that? Right, that's a process. That's what learning Musar is all about. Learning Musar is all about is, first of all, focusing on how precious it is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, focusing on what a privilege it is to have mitzvahs, focusing on what a privilege it is to have a system that can elevate us to the ever higher levels of human perfection, and memela to schus, what a privilege it is to be able to be in close proximity with the Shechina, to look at a world that seems so so down and depressed and broken and miserable because of the fact that they don't have that connection with the Shechina. To look at a world that's been so negatively impacted since the idea was introduced that we're here by a bunch of accidents and maybe there's no creation altogether. And look what the world has come to since then. Look at the breakdown in society, the breakdown in humanity, the breakdown in morality, the breakdown in insanity that has taken place in the world. And when we work on ourselves to appreciate what a privilege this is, we can bring ourselves, and the goal is, and part of Musar is to picture the Tzir Chushi, to picture ourselves as, look how sad I should be. Look at myself as sad. I don't have a privilege of one mitzvah. Oy, that should shatter me. That should it should depress me to be missing, and I have plenty other opportunities besides that. But I missed one. I missed out on one. It should be so. And by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is also so choviv, and knowing how choviv it is by him can evoke a greater sense of that feeling by us, and we can grow greater and greater in our avodas Hashem and closer in our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.